Listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and we come to you on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for this program, and our objective, our hope, our goal is that we can make a contribution to your world, to your life, to your state of being, state of mind, state of heart. And hopefully today's program will be another rewarding and inspiring offer to you. Heart of Mind is really a concept that I have been living by for many, many, many years, and in different incarnations. This program has been broadcasting for some 15 years in different locations. So I'm really happy to be part of the Progressive Radio Network family. And today I have a guest coming in our second segment, so please do stay tuned for that. And we're going to be having a very beautiful spiritual teacher, healer, musician, David Young. And he's going to be discussing his music for transformation. And he has a new opportunity available where you can actually see these concerts free live streaming on the internet. So please do stay tuned for that. It's a very powerful kind of work. Music is very healing in general, because it engages you at this subtle level of vibration. And David Young has a special gift, which we'll be talking about in just a short while. Before getting to that, I wanted to take an opportunity to talk to you about really acknowledging, recognizing, and learning to tap in to your own divine power of creation. It's a wonderful time that we're living in. It's true that there is still a great deal of chaos in the world, because there are those members of our humanity who would want to manipulate at this time and would want to keep you and whatever minions they have under their control and whatever populations they can impact. The real idea of much of the chaos and the violence that you see in the world is with the intention of keeping your presence, your vibrational capacity, your essence, at a very low ebb. And in doing this, when we have the misfortune of dropping into fear or anger and hatred and resentment and all of these emotions that are generated by frustration and struggle and sorrow. It has an impact on our being. It has an impact on our immune system. It has an impact on our overall vibrational level, and that really does have a strong effect on our state of mind and our state of health. So I really feel that we have to take personal responsibility for how we are living our lives and how we are engaging in the world as well as engaging with our own experience of life. And when we watch or hear about or even encounter situations that are toxic or in some way challenging or in some way bring about shame and feeling degraded, that we have to really step up and maintain our space and maintain our sense of well-being, because that is really how we can counter much of the negativity that we see and experience in the world. We as human beings live as our individual lives, but we also live as a collective, as a community. And many of you may have heard of the term the collective unconscious, in which there is a energy, a movement, an underlying force that has an impact on all of humanity. And so very often when things are occurring in the world, they are occurring because it will have an impact on the collective unconscious. So when some disaster or false flag event occurs, or some conflict, global conflict occurs, it doesn't just impact the people directly affected. It impacts all of us. And there have been many occasions when I have experienced a sense of, I will say, loss or despair over some of the crises that are happening in the world and the suffering that are happening in the world. So that's kind of natural. But the idea is to not allow those dips in our feelings and those dips in our energies to snowball into a bigger sense of hopelessness and maybe powerlessness, a feeling of powerlessness. Because when we do that, it means that we really are plugged into the matrix. And this matrix of control that we see in our media, that we see in the military complexes around the world, that we see in the 1%, those few individuals who have control of the banking systems and the monetary systems. So this matrix has been set up to keep control of all of our humanity, of our state of mind, and really of our level of vibration. Because as long as this can be controlled, the power structure can remain in place. Because it's functioning through this collective presence that all of humanity brings to the table. So we, as individuals, are able to unplug from the matrix. And the real way to unplug from the matrix is to become self-empowered. So we're not plugging into television for that feel-good. We're not plugging into different programs and allowing it to incite toxic feelings in our body. It's fine to discover what's happening in the world. It's good to know what the alternatives are in terms of actions we can take and where we want to put our energies. So it's important to be cognizant. It's important to be aware. But if you find that the system and the systems of the world are controlling your behaviors, controlling your feelings, and controlling your sense of well-being, then it really is time to unplug. And one of the ways to do that is really to recognize the power of spiritual work, because this is really what spirituality is about in these times. It's about pulling out of the external forces and influences and flowing inward, plugging into your own source of power that flows through your own body system and that flows through your own inner awareness and your connections, those deep inner connections to the expansiveness of being. And that expansiveness can be thought of as classical spirituality or divinity, if you're interested in taking a more religious take on it. But really, it's about recognizing your own divine state and plugging into that reality. And when we expand that internal self access to our own powers, we become much more expansive and much more multidimensional in nature. So if you want to think of your multidimensionality, you can think in terms of, well, yes, we have a physical body. That's one dimension of who you are. We have emotions and feelings. That's another dimension of who you are. We have thoughts and concepts. That's another dimension of who you are. But from the perspective of spiritual understanding, you can go beyond those dimensions of the third dimensional realm that we live in and begin to connect to that part of you that is beyond this realm. So in our reality, the construct is governed by the reality. But we are also connected to the energy of our higher awareness and inner heart, to that part of us that remains in the spirit realm, that remains in dimensionality and maybe very physical, but are living according to a different set of rules. So if we think in terms of a person who's transitioned, has is now considered one of the ancestors and has passed away, the body is gone, but the essence of that person remains. Energy is an endless resource, and who we essentially are as beings is not dependent on our third dimensional reality. And we can see the essence of that when we are receiving of inspiration. When you are sitting down to write a poem or a prose, or you're working on a project, if you're a musician and you're writing music, if you are an artist and you're creating some kind of art piece, when you get into that flow of creation, you know how expansive you are, and you're kind of pulling upon something, an inspiration, a part of you that you don't always have connection to. And very often when you are the receiver of something that's beautifully created in the world, listening to wonderful music or viewing a beautiful art piece or painting or listening to a play, you become transported. Everything in your being gets expanded and uplifted. And there's an interplay and an effect where the artist creates and shares, and then people receive that sharing and they become expanded. And that expansive sense of glory and self and fullness gets shared again in relationships with friends and family. So there is this opportunity to blossom in this way of spiraling deeper and deeper into the truth of who we are, which gives us the connection to our real power. And the real power is not seen with your eyes. The real power is felt with your heart. And that's really the focus that we bring to this program, making that connection, plugging in to yourself, to your higher self, to your future self, to your past self. So we can think of ourselves as being dimensional in that, well, even in our own lifetime, we had a life as a child, we had a life as a teen, we have lives as adults, we have lives as elder people. But you'll see flowing through all of those experiences, there's a light that remains the same. There's a radiance. You can be 5 years old and be as wise as you'll ever be. Or you can be 80 years old and have the energy and light and that dancing look in your eyes. So it's really the physical is a passage. We go through these stages. But we could think of them as different aspects, dimensions of our lives. And those of us who understand that lives are sequential and we have ongoing lives, past lives, future lives, these are other dimensions of our experience that bleed into our current existence, our current lifetime. And as we expand ourselves, as we plug into our own spiritual and soul matrix, we can tap into that wisdom that comes to us from all of these experiences and bring them forth in a way that's enlivening, enriching, and fulfilling. And when we can have control over our life experience, over the energy that we allow into our field, over the energy that we choose to share into the world, tapping into that force is how we create and recreate our lives, because we're actually tapping into the essence of the creative force that is in the universe, because that is our true ancestry. The force that created the Big Bang, the force that created the stars and the solar systems, the force that created the earth, the force that gave birth to nature and life on this planet, that is a living force of creation that is a fundamental principle of the universe, the cosmos, of our bodies and of our lives. And when we consciously tap into that, we can weave that energy into our experience, into the energies we emanate into the world, weaving before us. And as we bring our intent and our purpose and our desire and our contribution, it gives that creative force direction and allows it to transmute that which occurs in your life, what lays before you. And what we can do collectively is begin to pool our collective energies to begin to create, well, it's been created, but to contribute to the counterwave of the old matrix, so that we can begin to have a rising and a transmutation of these old systems on an energetic level. And as that transmutation occurs, not only do our lives change, but the old matrix begins to crumble. So we are very powerful beings, and we can have a definitive impact on the structure, form, and content of our lives, of our relationships. And these are the same principles that we can use to heal our body, to heal our physical body, to transmute old vibrations that we're holding on to, old fears, old pains, old sorrows. Because what happens is we hold on to those energies, they repeat and repeat and repeat in our mind, in our energy field, and they tend to continue the same pattern. Because that's the vibration that we're pushing into our creative flow. So we want to change that. We want to release that old energy and release those old patterns and allow ourselves to awaken into something new and fresh, so that our creation is not only in the canvas with a painting or with musical notes for music. Our creation and the beauty of what we create becomes our existence, our life, our experience. And we live a life that is enriching, memorable, enjoyable, where we can engage and share with people of like mind, like spirit, like heart, and begin to collectively create community, create events, create opportunities for each other, so that we don't rely upon the matrix system for how we can earn income, for how we can grow and eat food, for how we can take care of our health, and we can, as a community, become self-empowered and move forward to build a new and glorious world upon Gaia. So that is part of what I'm sharing with you today, because that's really what my objective is. This is really what I'm focusing on in this new year of 2016. The energy is right. The celestial planets are set up in such a way to really facilitate transformation. And we have the benefit of being now well into the shift that started, well, actually it started back many, many years ago, but it really clicked in back in the 2012, 2013 years. And now we've been moving and transmuting the energies, and you're seeing a lot of things that are very different. You're seeing leaders finally starting to make decisions of peace and compromise and doing the things that maybe they should have done before, but they're trying to catch up. And we're seeing people not being driven down by so many of the choices that are being made within the matrix, are not going into hate, but are going into positive love and support. When we see politicians that are denigrating and hateful, while there are some people that are going to resonate with that, more people are standing up and saying, no, that doesn't represent me. So we have a wonderful opportunity to collectively have a transformative impact on our world, and certainly within community for each other. And I want to invite all of you to participate in this process with me, and we can engage with each other and support each other and uplift each other in ways that can really transform all of our lives. And you can do that in many ways. You can send an email, if you're interested, to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can come and be actively engaged. I'm going to be having an event coming up soon. It is about a week and a half away, on Wednesday, January 20th. It's 7 to 9 p.m. And this is really going to be the focus of this event. It's going to be the first of a series. And the focus is really tap into your own divine power of creation, manifestation, and grace. Unravel the weariness of life and unwrap the healing power within. We have this power. It's built in. We only have to learn and practice and tap into it. And there are many of you who are listening to this program right now who have insight into that and have something to share. And that's what I really want to do, bring us all together so that we can work together. So again, it's Wednesday, January 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. It is in Brooklyn, and it is at the Commons Brooklyn, 388 Atlantic Avenue. That's between Hoyt and Bond Street. On the first floor, it's a beautiful space. There's an organic cafe. So I really do suggest you come in at 6:30, get yourself a nice organic snack or meal or beverage, even organic wine they have at this cafe. It's fabulous. And then we're going to meet collectively. There'll be a presentation. I'll have something to share. I will have guests who are going to have something to share. And the focus is to really interact with each other, with healers who come to the table, visionaries, wisdom keepers, so that we can really get a handle on these spiritual technologies. They're new, they're ancient, they come from different cultures, but they are real technologies that allow you to tap into that inner power, to release the constraints from within, and begin to flow that energy into the world. So I hope that you will jot this down on your calendar, Wednesday, January 20th from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's called Heart of Mind Live at the Commons, and it's going to be every third Wednesday of the month through June, and this is really not just an opportunity for you to connect and learn and grow, and that's important, but also to share and to build community, to collaborate, to be introduced to each other, for me to introduce myself to you and you to me, so that there's a conversation that is more intimate and close, where these real activations can take place. And that's part of what I will be doing, certainly, is offering certain activations that I have learned through various traditions that you can use, that you'll have it right there. And, you know, the event is in a space, so there is a donation to get in, and it's a sliding scale, $10, $15, $20, depending on what you can manage, always doing the best you can. But also we don't turn people away. So if it happens that you don't have and you want to participate, you're welcome to come, as long as there's still space. So if that's the case, probably come early. For those of you who want to reserve space, you can send to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and you want to reserve space for the live event. And again, it's going to be a wonderful experience. I'm so looking forward to it, to really have that intimate connection. I really enjoy those experiences when I'm at an expo or at an event where this connection can be made. But here, I'm looking to build a connection, to spiral, to grow, to work with each other on our projects. So really, if you do have a project that you want to be highlighted, also send me an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. If you are a poet or a musician or you do healing work, maybe you're an energy healer, an acupuncturist, we're going to be having a healing circle at these events where people can interact with you and find out more about your work and your practice. And hopefully people who want to experience those practices will have an opportunity to get a little sampling of what you do. I'll be doing that as well, offering some energy tune-ups as part of this event. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a way to support ourselves in a real-world way, listening to the word radio, sitting at home, doing the work is great and it's necessary. But also, it's nice to have that community building and have that supportive energy around you so that you can make the transformation, make the changes you want to make in your life, create the projects that you want to create, and have some support behind it. That's the whole idea of the event, Heart of Mind Live at the Commons, and it is a live in-person event from 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, January 20th. We recommend you come early, 6:30, and to make sure you get seating, and if you want to order something from the cafe. And for more information, call me at email heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And you can also email if you're interested in healing sessions, private healing sessions. I have a space in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Or if you're interested in Qigong classes, I have ongoing classes as well. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break for some station announcements, and we'll be back in just a few, speaking to David Young, Music for Transformation, and it is going to be most fabulous. So stay tuned.
This is PRN, the comprehensive news source for the world's progressive community. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, it's all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell the story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mueller from The Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want to know what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America, tune in twice a week and get it from the horse's mouth, from someone like me who's had boots on the ground down here for over 20 years. Latin America is one of the only places left in the world where you can still live a first world life on a measly Social Security check. And with the first world imploding like it is, everybody needs a plan B. So, tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for The Expat Files, Living in Latin America.
This is Guy McPherson. Join me and Mike Sleva with Nature Bats Last Radio on PRN.FM. Catch us Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the East Coast. You can rate the show on iTunes, and if you don't catch us live, you can catch us 24/7 in the PRN archives. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Nature Bats Last on PRN.FM.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
And welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis, and I want to take a moment to welcome my guest, and, well, I should say welcome back, and say hello to David Young. Hello.
Well, thank you, Catherine.
So nice to have you back. I'm just going to remind people of who you are. David Young is a twice Grammy-nominated musician who plays two Renaissance flutes at one time in harmony. His music has been called the most heavenly music on earth and is used in over 10,000 wellness centers with all kinds of healers and practitioners. He has recorded 57 albums and sold over a million copies. He is also a healer, channel, author, and artist. It is said that more people have had out-of-body experiences while listening to his music than any other musician alive today. And I actually have experienced your music, David, so I'm going to tell a little bit about my experiences as well. But first, I wanted to share with people a little of your music. So we're going to play a few minutes, really, of the piece, The Key to Your Heart, and then we'll be back to talk about your really good news of what people can do to connect, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back. again. That was the beautiful music, The Key to Your Heart by David Young. I really love that piece. It seems so uplifting and playful at the same time as it really is calming. So your music is quite magical. And so people have heard you on this program, but there's always a new person or two tuning in. So let's just a little bit tell people about your work with the two flutes and how that works in your performances and how it moves people and allows them to have these transformative experiences.
Yeah. Well, on the sample you just played, it was mainly one flute. But when I'm playing live, I play two different sizes flutes of these Renaissance flutes that are called recorders. And when the two of them are played at one time, it creates a third tone. It's like a third overtone that they call a triharmonic tone. And that kind of stirs our soul a little bit and kind of almost wakes it up out of a sleeping state that it's in. And so it inspires people and activates people to actually tap into more of their higher consciousness or their higher intelligence, you know, because scientists tell us that we only use 2% of our brain, and I don't think all the politicians running for president are actually using 2% of their brain. I think they might be using a little
half
bit less.
Cell. But half a brain cell.
Generally speaking, you know, we all know that we've heard that we use 2% of our brain, so how can we tap into the other 98% where all the greatness happens, you know? And so through music, because music is vibration, and when we're traveling inwardly, spiritually, we're traveling through these different dimensions that have different vibration. And so music has the ability to uplift people, to give them that feeling of that higher vibration, which gives them that resonance. And that resonance pulls them upward into the higher levels of heaven.
Mm. It's true, and it's an amazing way to do it because it's so peaceful, and it really does. It's not just the soul journeying that you're speaking of, but also this vibration has an impact on the cellular structure of our bodies, and it allows a real calming and letting go on the physical level as well. At least that's what I experience. And to me, in a way, that enhances the fluidity that you move into as a consequence of doing these deep meditations with the music. And so it really has an impact probably on many, many levels that people can consider. And, you know, there's never a guarantee that you'll have an experience, that you'll feel some kind of healing energies. But if you come to it with that openness and that desire, then that gives some momentum to the process. And I noticed that when you work with people, you do suggest that they bring some kind of intention. Can you talk about that?
Meditation is a unique thing because there's this opposite thing that happens with it, where you're supposed to go with, you know, just a clear mind, just accept anything that comes, you know. And as a general rule, that's a good rule, just to go for this inner peace. When I have people come to my events that are called full ascension events, that's what they're called now. They were called full activation events in 2014. And early in 2015, my publicist was talking to me, and by mistake, she said, you know, we need to get out the press release for the Soul Ascension Workshop.
Speak up, please.
And I said, what's that?
Speak up a little.
Okay, well, I haven't moved, so maybe it's just some weird thing in the universe. But
yeah.
So my publicist said that, you know, we need to send out a new press release for the Soul Ascension events, and I said, I know you said that by accident, but I like the sound of that. And with the whole ascension that's going on in the world right now, I think it's time for us to change the name from Soul Activation Events to Soul Ascension Events. Mm-hmm. And that was at about 8 o'clock at night And I didn't call any of the people who worked with me to tell them anything about that. And the following morning, before I had a chance to call the people who worked with me, I had an email in my inbox from my good friend and my partner, Andrew Kane, and the email that he sent me said that the Heavenly Team had told him that we're supposed to change the name of the events from Soul Activation Events to Soul Ascension Events. So that kind of stuff actually happens in our organization quite a bit because, you know, we all tune into the source, or at least we all have the ability or the capacity to tune into the source. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we're tuned in, we get the same message, and, you know, that's what makes the world a more beautiful place, when we all tune into that one love that's flowing through the universe that's giving us the good stuff.
This is very true, and I have had this experience in my life, and I try to cultivate it, you know, because we can be in that state most of the time if we allow, you know, retreat from the madness and allow that inner connection to occur. And that's part of what the soul ascension is really about. It's allowing ourselves to rise to the level where we can sustain that inner connection, where we can sustain and contribute to the energies that we swim in, that we live in, that are capable of truly transforming the world. So we can participate, and this is a very powerful way to do it. So I'm really happy about the work that you're doing, and I totally think that it's beautiful and worthwhile. So before we go too far off track, though, tell people about this new work that you're doing. I know that you're doing on the road doing concerts, but now they're available to people to view live, streamed online, and for a time it's absolutely free for them to do that, right?
Yeah, till my birthday, which is January 23rd, all of the events that I do are going to be live streamed, and they're going to be free. There have been, you know, I've sold way over a million CDs, and there's people all over the world who enjoy my music and the healing effects and the way that enhances their meditation. And not everybody in Africa, Australia, all over the place can come to one of my events if it's in New York or Boston or Philadelphia. And so I teamed up with Livestream.com. And so now we're going to be streaming these events through my new website, which is called ihope.world, I-H-O-P-E .world. And IHOPE stands for Imagine Heaven on Planet Earth, IHOPE. And so until January 23rd, all of the events, so there's going to be an event this Sunday, and then starting on January 15th, we have 9 events in a row where I will be traveling with a film crew to be filming a documentary on what people are experiencing at these events, because over the past year, 855 people at my events, after the meditation was over, shared that they had a conversation and an inner experience with either Jesus or Buddha, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Lao Tzu, or Gandhi. And there are other people that people have shared their experience with as well, but those are the main people, the main spiritual beings that a lot of times people call them ascended masters, but in reality they prefer to be called teachers because they're not master over anyone's fate. We all have free will. We all have the ability to connect with them and receive and be enlightened by them, but it's not like they don't want us to look up to them on some big pedestal, because That's not what they're about. So many people, hundreds of people at these workshops, in their conversations with whichever one of those ascended teachers came to them, they have told them, we are one, we are the same, we are equal. And, you know, that's a whole different perspective than what mankind has had for the last couple of thousand years, because, you know, the organizations that promote the religions of the world, they promote this pedestal so this way we, humanity, would not feel worthy or comfortable speaking directly to these ascended teachers. And So these religions were really created just so this way it was a financial support system for the original teachings that were given out for free out of love 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago or whenever it happened. And so the big key about the ascension right now is that the ascended teachers, or if you want to call them the ascended masters, they are communicating directly with people on such a mass scale all over the world. And one of the places where this is happening all the time is at my events. And, you know, literally 80% of the people at my events now over the last 3-4 months, because it was about 50% earlier in the year, but the energy in the planet has just gone such to a higher level with so much energy that 80% of the people who come to these workshops with me have an experience with one of their loved ones on the heavenly side, whether it's a husband or wife or a grandmother or grandfather or best friend from childhood or one of the ascended teachers. And, you know, there's no guarantees in life, but, you know, you came to one of the events. Why don't you share what you experienced at the event or what you heard people experience?
Yeah, I was able to do be with two of your events. One when you were doing a performance or sharing with Jody Sirota, and then I came to another one in which you were doing like a bit of a concert or playing, and you know, and it was just your performance. And in the first one, I laid down. I said, "Let me lay down. I really want to absorb the music." And I actually did feel, I began to feel almost bodiless at first. And then I felt that I was really lifted out of my body. And the space around me, even though it felt like the same space, it was almost transformed or overlaid. And I felt like I was in a crystal, inside of a crystal palace. And the whole space was vibrating, was light-filled. And so it was a very beautiful experience for me that first time. And the second time I didn't lay down because I didn't want to fall asleep, which I did the first time. It's interesting, your body sort of goes out and your consciousness lifts right out. In the second event, I was sitting and I was just going into that deep space. And the being that I communicated with was Gaia. You know, for me, that maternal energy of the earth is very real, and the Gaia is herself an angelic being, an ascended master, a very high spiritual being, and Gaia regards humanity as her children. And so she came up for me and was really like wanting to expand that energy of love and acceptance. And she really was trying to reach out so that humanity would become conscious of her and to begin to recognize who she is and what she means and how precious life is. And it's only when we protect Gaia that we can even sustain our own lives. And the planet really could easily shake us off, humanity, because we're, you know, of all the awful things. But she's so in love with her children that she's struggling with all of the pollution and all of the mess. And so that's the message I got from Gaia. And it was interesting because after I spoke, a lot of people started to say, "Oh, wow, I was feeling that too." I was kind of shy about saying it, but yeah, I felt and was talking to Gaia. So I think it's really interesting how that works. And in a way, you'll make that connection to what is resonating for you. So it might be one of your own ancestors, or I know someone who actually traveled and visited themselves as a child and tried to help their younger self. So it's a really beautiful opportunity to move into a transformative space, and you can just see what arises. Or maybe you'll meet with that energy of the person that you respect in your life and really want to make that connection. So I thought it was a beautiful experience, and I've been listening to some of your music preparing for this show, and it's beautiful. The CDs are another wonderful way for people to connect. And this new event that you're having, the David Young's Soul Ascension Journey via live streaming is a great opportunity because not everybody, like you said, can get out. Even in the city, can't always get out to an event. But this gives at least the chance to have that experience.
Yeah, this is it's really exciting just because, you know, everybody works, everybody has busy lives, and you can't always make it to an event, but, you know, if you can just go on, go online and meditate with people all over the world listening to the same music. And one of the things that you were saying before is that there were other people at the event that you came to who had a similar experience with Gaia that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about the energy in the room or the energy in the broadcast or performance that takes people to a certain place. It's really amazing because I've done 132 of these events last year all over the East Coast. And this year I'm going, you know, all over the world to do this. But it's really amazing because at some events, like let's say a month can go by and not one person will have an experience where they will share anything about seeing, let's say, a white horse. And then there'll be one night when seven people all see the same white horse. Now, before I start playing, I'm not saying anything about a white horse. And it's just amazing how these things come out. And so the unique thing about the live streaming is that people, even though they're not in the same room physically, are tuning into the same energy mystically, you know, through their meditation or through their journeying. And so people are finding that they're having similar experiences going to the same place as other people who are also tuning into the live streaming, and they could be on the other side of the world, and that's really awesome. And, you know, three people in the test streamings we've done so far have had experiences with Ascended Masters through the live streaming, so they're not in the room with me physically, but the music is taking them to the same place inwardly. And it's great that people can share those experiences because, you know, for thousands of years, people did not share their experiences because there were certain organizations that didn't want people to talk about their spiritual experiences openly.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in this new era of the ascension, and it's important for people to talk about their experiences just because, well, first of all, it's safe to talk about their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's, you know, dangerous as far as, like, getting in trouble with a government because you said you had an experience with Mother Mary or Jesus or Buddha, you know. Because certain things like to keep control of over people, but the beautiful thing about this is that so many people are coming forward, and there's, like, 15 million Americans now meditating.
Yeah, it's really
amazing. There's 20 million, of them are doing yoga.
Yeah. The life has really transformed if you're paying attention. And if you've been around long enough to see what 20, 30, 40 years ago was like on this planet, you can really see that light has really transformed the world that we're living in. And we're running out of time. I wanted to play another piece of your music as we finish
sure.
up the show. So let's remind people that they can go to your website, your new
website. I Hope.
Yes. Yeah.
IHope.world, IHOPE .world.
Right. And you still have a music site where people can find out about your CDs as well, correct?
Yeah, that's davidyoungmusic.com.
Okay, cool. And also for those of you who don't catch this information, you can go to the website at ERN.fm on the Heart of Mind page. Once the stream recording of this program gets there, you'll also have those links. So you can link right to the live streaming page to register for that. You could also link to David Young Music from the PRN website. So I want to thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
And yeah, from your website, for those of you guys who are listening, go to the PRN website and click on the link there so this way we know how many people heard it through Catherine's show.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you. And so I look forward to speaking with you again sometime soon. And yeah. we're going to play the go out with the piece of music, Pure Love, by David Jung. And I want to also invite all of you to connect with me, Catherine, by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You can find out more about the work that David Jung is doing, as well as you can find about our event live, Heart of Mind, live at the Commons. Stay tuned, and thanks very much, David, for joining today.
Thank you, Catherine. Mm-hmm.